with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The show that relies on you. It's not what's on our mind, it's what's on your mind.
And let's start right now and just ask that question before we even ask Steve about what's on his mind or he asked me. We want to know what's on your mind. Jeff in Fargo can't wait to weigh in. And we're glad he's waiting to go at 800-228-0550. You can be right behind him, 701-258-0550, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hello, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Scott, thanks for taking my call 2 days in a row.
I didn't even know that you called yesterday, but God bless you. We're glad you're out there and listening. What's on your mind?
I tell you what, I just want your viewers and your listeners to know that this proxy war in Syria that Obama and the Communist Democrats and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all the progressive Republicans that are destroying us, the rebel leader that they're trying to back, and I want people to listen to this, go to blazenews.com. That's Glenn Beck's radio station and online newsletter. This rebel leader that this government wants to back is shown killing one of Assad's guys. It's on video. And after he kills him, he eats his heart and liver on the film.
Oh,
this is
my
This is the people that our government is backing. Lindsey Graham and John McCain are behind this. Two progressive communist Republicans. And
let me ask you something, Jeff.
Yes.
What should happen here? You know, obviously you think it's a bad idea that we in any way, shape, or form help out the rebels as this debate weighs on. And President Obama's come out and said, look, the line that cannot be crossed is using chemical weapons. Now we know they've used chemical weapons, so something has to be done. What should be done? If you had to decide, how would you solve this this awful situation in Syria?
Scott, I get all of our troops out of the Middle East. I get home and rebuild this great nation. We're screwing our veterans while the lazy asshole in this country is these.
All right, so we're gonna get him to clean up his language. What do you want to say, Steve?
One of the things I don't disagree, but where does it start? Where do we get out of the Middle East? It starts here. It starts at home. North Dakota is a great example of that. It starts with energy independence. You know, if you eliminate energy out of the equation, why are we in the Middle East? There's no reason. There's none at all.
And I think there's going to be
start
a change.
At home.
I mean, first of all, I agree with you. I think that the more energy independence we have, the more freedom we have to not make decisions based on, wait a minute, would they be able to impact world oil supply and spike prices and bring down the economy and everything else? I don't think it's an end-all, be-all, but I do agree that it greatly reduces, you know, the decision making process in involving that. So I'm with you there, and we're doing our part right here, aren't we?
We're trying.
Exactly right. Anyway, Jeff, thanks for the call. This is a situation, obviously internationally, that's not an easy one, and I wonder how folks are what side they're coming down on, how closely they're paying attention to this. Appreciate the call. We didn't want to wait. We just wanted to get right to those callers. So anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By and large, Steve, when people call, you notice how they're well-mannered and speaking to us, not unlike you'd speak to a coworker at a water cooler or, you know, in the, cafe.
It's about having a thoughtful discussion.
Downtown, yeah. And we like to keep it that way. So as best you can...
That's the one thing I've always been guarded against. It's I may disagree with you, but you know what? If you speak your mind, you speak your convictions in a polite fashion, good for you. And I will respect your opinions. I may not always agree with them, but I will always give you quarter and give you the opportunity to voice your voice. And I will respect those opinions.
And we're trying something different today because Jeff started this. He wanted to weigh in right away. Before we tell you what's on our mind, we want to know what's on yours. So let's go to Ken in Black Hills, South Dakota, to answer that question right now. Ken, what's on your mind? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Okay, I just following up that last caller, the direction that the leadership of the Republican Party is going now, I'd like to hear you guys' thoughts on the formation of a third party, please.
Well, personally, I'm a big fan. I think this country needs a third party. Is it the Tea Party? I don't think so. Is it far left, far right? I don't think is the answer, because the problem with what's going on in Washington, to me, is gridlock. I mean, you harken back to the Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan days. They got stuff done.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm not suggesting that we have to go with the Tea Party either, but I feel like working white conservatives are being left out of the equation.
First of all, as far as the Tea Party, I mean, I've never seen the Tea Party.
Conservatives.
I've never seen the Tea Party as a third party, as in an alternative to the Republicans or an alternative to the Democrats. What I've seen it as a way of thinking, right? A set of principles.
You're exactly right.
And the principles really are, just get back to how the Founding Fathers envisioned this country. So I think Democrats and Republicans alike could learn a lot from that way of thinking. Now, to me, the value of the Tea Party way of thinking, not as in a traditional party where I'm going to vote for the Tea Party candidate, is the best reform that you possibly could bring upon on Democrats or Republicans. The question is, what's the tipping point? What's the tipping point to say, hey, they're never going to get it, they don't get it, so let's just go a different direction? It's not easy. The system is rigged in favor of the two-party system, without question. So I don't think there's an easy... Ken, thanks for the call. Let's go to Chris in Burley County. Wants to weigh in on the program today. Chris, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to Fred?
Is your name Fred?
Yeah, Fred from Burley County.
Okay, yeah, we're talking to you then. I'm sorry, the name here says Chris, so we must have just misunderstood you. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this Middle East thing is, what's happening over in the Middle East is, you know, a lot of people don't want to accept it, a lot of people don't want to do it, but everything that's happening, we've been told about this, what's going to happen over there. We're told about it in the Bible. And if you read Psalm 83, it talks about this very war that's going on right now. And a lot of people don't want to accept it, especially Mr. John McCain and Mr. Obama and even Dick Cheney. That they call that guy that tried to help the United States out, that guy that was the squealer, what his Groden, whatever his name was, they call him a traitor. Yeah, and these people who are just they're just animals over there that we're fighting, that we're talking about going to war against or helping out. They're just animals, and then John Kerry and Obama decide they're not going to support Israel, and Israel has been nothing but upfront good people. Psalm 83 talks about this war that Israel's in right now. They're going to be attacked from all sides by these people.
Fred, what's your solution? Do you think we should just pull out of the Middle East, not be a part of this? It is a morass. It's a huge sucking sound coming from that side of the globe that we keep getting drug into.
Well, in the Bible it says, I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. And that's talking about Israel. What we need to do is side ourselves with what Israel's doing over there. They're trying to stay alive. They're trying to protect themselves. And if we're on their side, God's on their side, these other people are just, they're just gonna fight. They don't want nothing to do with the real God. And they're just on their own. And we don't need to get involved with them, because we just need to be on the side of the people who are accepting what's really going on in the world, what's been told to us.
Fred,
2,000 years ago.
Fred, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. Derek and Larry coming back after the break. We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can go to all things What's On Your Mind, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll get you to our Facebook and our Twitter as well.
I guess we have time for maybe a headline from Derek here. There's a lot of common sense in effing, so it's worth a two-part call. Hey, Derek, what's on your mind? Got a half a minute before the break here. Go ahead.
Half a minute, and this is actually Doug, but that's fine. Hey, steer this back into a little bit more secular perspective on Syria. Syria has, the Assad regime has no motivation to be using chemical weapons. This so-called red line that was crossed is just basically the same kind of fabrication that we heard when we went into Iraq with the weapons of mass destruction. And I urge people not to fall for it. It's just a bald-faced contrivance, in my opinion.
So Assad's a good guy?
Assad is not a good guy, but look, let's just face it. We've gone over there and participated in overthrowing every secular government, governments where women could actually go to college, where there was protection of minorities.
Hold that thought if you would, Derek. We'll pick up on the other side of the break as we thought we'd get up against the clock here. We'll take a short break with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond. This is What's On Your Mind. We want to know, 800-228-0550.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, whatsonyourmindradio.com to get us all things What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. Derek from Epping, if you'd like to finish.
Oh, yeah. Well, just in short, there's been a long line of regimes that have been taken over there in the Middle East. And the Libya fiasco was part and parcel of all of this, where we discovered that we went in to save that country and found out that we, all of a sudden, people 10 times worse are ruling it. And now we've exported it over to Syria. And with these, no one who has been following this believes this story that has been concocted that Assad has been using chemical weapons.
Who's concocting the story, though, Derek? What is the what's the motivation to concoct the story? What did the end game be?
Well, there's always multiple reasons. The timing of this has been going on for a long time. This red line, these claims and these counterclaims, and the UN has gone in and done their own research and come to the conclusion that it was actually the Syrian rebels who are actually Al Qaeda. Why are we supporting Al Qaeda? Why are we arming the very people that supposedly we are at war with?
Yeah, that's a valid question, but I think that's a different question than there's really no chemical weapons involved in Syria isn't as bad as some are suggesting. I mean,
okay. There's been 93,000, low estimate, 93,000 people have been killed in the Syrian civil war. And now we have a report that 100 to 150 people have been killed supposedly by Syrian forces, Assad's forces in Syria. That's like 0.013% of the people. Okay, so chemical weapons are our red line. But what sane person, Assad knows our policy. He listens to what our president says. He knows that there is a red line there if he uses chemical weapons. If his side is winning, Assad's forces are pushing back the Al-Qaeda forces. There's no motivation for him to release chemical weapons. It's totally unnecessary. It just flies in the face of any logic to believe the story coming out of Washington, D.C.
Derek, we got your point. Appreciate the call. Going to keep rolling here. Paul in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Was it Fred? No. Doug, sorry. We had his name wrong. I called him Derek, but I think it's Doug. Paul in Grand Forks, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, I think the thing about Syria, I think as the United States, we need to realize that sometimes there are no good guys to back. And I think Syria is a perfect example. I mean, if there was a George Washington type of Syria that was leading a rebellion, I'd say, yeah, let's get behind him. But we have no guarantee that what would take over is any better and probably will be worse than what is already there. So sometimes we just have to accept the limitations of what we can do from Washington, from the United States. There are some things that are just plain bad, and changing them doesn't necessarily change them for the better. I mean, we can overthrow regimes. That's easy. The problem is, what are you going to replace it with?
And we have a horrible history of trying to pick winners in the Middle East. I think I recall one single success. We backed Al Qaeda when they were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. We backed the Shah of Iran. That did not turn out the best. We don't choose very well when it comes to trying to set up regimes in the Middle East. Other than our friendship with Israelis, and they're on an island under their own, maybe we should recount who our friends really are.
Well, you find your friends and stick close to them, back them. Sometimes we just need to be patient and let the rattlesnakes consume each other until something better comes along.
Yeah, and I think that's an easier solution. But those that have suggested we'll just get out of there altogether, we would leave an ally in Israel quite vulnerable if that were the case. I mean, can you imagine?
No, we can't do that. We need to stick with our allies. We had a chance to really maybe back something where there was a chance of Western South democracy taking over, and that was Iran. And instead, this administration was absolutely silent. While they were protesting, border guards, people in the streets protesting the rule of the government, like a real genuine, protest movement that had some roots that we could maybe latch onto, and this administration did nothing. We're with you.
Well, Iran just had a big election yesterday, too, and it looks like there's a reformist now in power in Iran, so we'll see what happens with that.
Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. Fun to find out what's on folks' minds today, and a lot of it's related to
701-258.
Not things closer to home like farm bills or anything else, but Syria on the minds of many today. So what's the common sense, you know, Northern Plains solution? We're asking. 800-228-0550. Who's next?
Larry, what's on your mind today? Larry in Fargo.
Oh, where do I start? Well, first off, we didn't back the Shah of Iran. Jimmy Carter pulled the rug out from under him. That's why we have problems in Iran. Second, what do you expect? We've got a Muslim president. He's going to aid our enemy, Al-Qaeda. That's how he was raised, a Muslim. He may claim to be a Christian, but look at his actions. That speaks far louder than his words. Then, I think Middle East, do what Sarah Palin said the other day. Let Allah sort it out. And one last thing, Mark.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Before you lose Mark, by the way.
Let themselves and let Allah sort it out. Goes back to the old Vietnam T-shirt that says "Kill them all, let God sort them out."
All right. And sorry, your last point was what, Larry?
And then I want to know why Mark is so enamored with the communist Marxist Democrats. Why should we work with them? Working with them has gotten this country into the lousy shape it's in now. Republicans have stood for nothing. The only thing they're willing to fight is a conservative. The reason we're having these problems is because we work with the Democrats / Marxists and have given them everything they want.
So this goes back to the discussion on a third party or who's right?
Yeah, well, how can any right-minded conservative support a Republican Party that hates you?
Is third party the angle?
It's the only salvation.
However long it takes.
Republican, Democrat, what's the difference? Republicans don't stand for anything except fighting conservatives.
All right, so Larry's ready for a third party. Appreciate the call. Larry, thanks a bunch. Steve, I think he was talking about you, I think.
No, said Mark, actually, I think one of his, one of your co-hosts on a different show in Fargo, that's maybe the poet. That's who I think it was referring to.
Well, no, but Mark doesn't want to. I think he took one of your statements as suggesting that that there should be, you know, more cooperation between the two parties.
Well, there absolutely should be. I mean,
that's what he was taking exception to, is what I'm saying. He just said Mark. I think he meant Steve.
You go back to the Reagan years with Tip O'Neill, and yeah, they butted heads, but they got stuff done. This country moved forward. We're not doing that now.
We asked what's on your mind. We found out. You know, a debate over a third party in Syria. When we come back, a topic that's come up on this program quite often, curriculum regulated and standards regulated by something called Common Core. A debate on that when we come back. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Hi, this is
thank
Tom
you for being a loyal listener. We have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds. Just pay shipping right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On your mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hanna. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You can find out more about them at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And you would have to be under a rock, really, not to know that agriculture is an extraordinarily important industry in North Dakota. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is very important to agriculture. Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. And you know what? They're not just about farming and ranching, because Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks like you who are concerned about issues that matter, our schools, we're going to talk about this half hour, our roads, our safety, our economic progress. They provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. And Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. Because we're all in this together. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Learn more about all Farm Bureau has to offer on their website, ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right, Steve has temps, and then we'll introduce our guests and get going with a debate on education.
Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan this hour, 58 degrees. Williston at 60. Dickinson, 63. Minot, 64 under clear sky. Pretty clear across western North Dakota, and just a little bit of clouds over in the northeastern part of the state. Jamestown this hour, 64. Devil's Lake, 64. Grand Forks, 65 under partly cloudy sky. And Fargo, clear sky and 65. Miles City, Montana, 65. Rapid City, South Dakota, 64. Mobridge, 65 this hour.
All right, let's. We actually defer often to listeners on topics that are of concern, and we've had a lot of calls and questions about Common Core standards in schools, and have had folks on both sides of this issue. We decided to host a debate today, and then maybe help you decide which side you're on this issue. And if you'd like to weigh in, ask questions for our guests throughout topics, or answer any of their points, certainly welcome to do that at 800-228-0550. But for the next a few minutes here, we want to hear both sides of this issue, and we welcome to the program Joy Pullman. She's a research fellow in education at the Heartland Institute, managing editor at School Reform News. Welcome, Joy.
And a former farm kid. Good morning.
A former farm kid. All right, perfect. And Kathleen Porter-McGee is here. She's senior director and policy fellow at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Kathleen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Joy, you're worried about Common Core standards. Tell us why you oppose this.
Sure. Common Core basically is just a list of what a bunch of people on several committees thought that every child needs to know in English and math for grades K-12. And the real problem with it is its assumption that there is one progression of learning for every one of America's 48 million children, and second, that we know exactly what that progression of learning ought to be for everyone.
So two top-down, two one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, and I mean, there are more concerns that folks have brought up, but, you know, biggest one for me is, you know, that issues of the people closest to a problem or to a child are the ones best suited to address that child's needs. So folks have also been concerned about the cost of overhauling the nation's education system, about, you know, the ability of their voice to be heard in the process and so on and so forth. But for me, parent voice is really the primary concern.
You have made the conservative case for Common Core standards, Kathleen. Tell us why you disagree with what Joy just said.
Yeah, so there are a couple of things to keep in mind. So one, actually, the push to to set clear and rigorous standards has long been a conservative issue. I mean, it's something that we conservatives have fought for a long time. The problem is that as we push to set standards for core subjects in all of the states, the standards that were set were very, very low. The vast majority of state English language arts and math standards were distressingly low, in fact. And what the Common Core essentially was an effort to come together and say, look, we're setting standards across the state leaders coming together and saying we're setting standards. These standards are wildly variable. We're not doing a good job of implementing them. We need to basically set clearer and more rigorous standards for all of our students. And so they came together, the National Governors Association, the Council of Chief State Schools Officers, and they said, can we create a set of better and more rigorous standards than what most states have, and then we'll give it to the states and we'll let them decide for themselves whether or not to adopt it. Again, the issue of standards, I agree with Joy, by the way, that the parent voice is critically important. And I think personally that the intersection of setting clear and rigorous standards and giving parents the options that they need, because it's true that they know best what school is going to meet the needs of their particular, of their kids. And we need to have that parent voice, and that parent voice comes most strongly in choice, whether it's charter schools, whether it's voucher programs. Absolutely, parents need to have options and they need to have choices. The Common Core absolutely does not give a one-size-fits-all prescription for what schools should look like and what learning should look like. It is not a curriculum. The difference between a standards and curriculum is critically important. All it does is set a clear minimum, saying here are some basic things that we think all kids should learn. For example, in math, we think that all kids should learn standard algorithms. We think they should learn their basic math facts. These are not controversial issues. Anybody that's going to be prepared for advanced math in high school needs to know that content. That is uncontroversial.
Joy Pullman, we're discussing Common Core, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Joy, Steve here. When I look at the Common Core standards, and I think that parents need to be involved, I think we need to have local control when it comes to education in this country. But the biggest argument I see for Common Core is the fact that it gets everybody on the same page. What do you say to the argument that if you have a student that's transferring from a school and they learn this curriculum in fourth grade at one school district that doesn't get reached until the fifth grade in the other school, there could be a disconnect and kids could miss out on educational opportunities? That, to me, is the biggest advantage of it. Is that an advantage? Is that a legitimate argument for Common Core?
No, it's actually not. It sounds like a really good one, and a lot of people are receptive to that idea. But the first thing you need to know is that only 1.7% of K-12 age children move in a given year. So it's a very, very small, and most of those moves are within a state. So previously, if you have kids moving within a state, they would already have been under the same state standards that a state set. So if folks are concerned about moves, we have to realize that it's a very, very small amount of children who are moving from state to state. But the second thing to think about that is that really, even if you're on the Common Core progression from state to state, if you've ever been in the classroom or ever taught children, you know that unless you mandate, like France, or the former Soviet Union does, that every, fourth grade class be on this subject at this week at this time, there's no way to make sure, even within Common Core, that every child's getting the exact same thing at the exact same time, because that just doesn't fit how children learn. So what I really think is a better way for schools to handle that problem for the small minority of children that it applies to is to assess incoming students from out of state to see where their weaknesses and holes are and make sure that they get patched up and help plugged into their new school system. That doesn't that doesn't require switching over the entire country's school system. Your progression of learning that experts have said, the nationwide experts who know about the quality of education have said, is really not beneficial for American students and is not internationally competitive.
Kathleen, when I look at Common Core, it seems to me like there's a little bit of a disconnect between urban and rural. In a rural state like North Dakota, we have a little bit different way of educating our kids as opposed to an urban setting. Does that come into factor when you're trying to apply Common Core to the education system?
I mean, the good thing about standards, whether they were previous state standards, whether they're the Virginia state standards, whether they're the Common Core, is that they don't dictate pedagogy. Because you're absolutely right that different teachers will have different styles. Different students respond to different ways of approaching content. Different regions of the country, different states may choose to focus on different texts. State history may be important. I mean, there are lots of different ways that you can customize learning, and the Common Core does not constrain those things. I mean, it is still very much what the Common Core does is it actually helps ensure, while setting some clear minimum expectations, it helps ensure that local control is still there, that teachers still get to decide what texts are being taught in their classrooms, that local schools, school districts, and school boards still get to guide the curriculum decisions that they've always guided. Yeah, absolutely. Schools in North Dakota are going to approach this content in a very different way than schools in New York City or schools in Virginia or schools in Wyoming. And that is as it has always been and as it should be, because students learn in different ways, teachers have different styles, and you really do need to customize short and long-term planning, instruction, curriculum to meet the needs of the students who are sitting in front of you in your classroom.
Joy, what's the report card show us on the amount of states that have thrown up a red flag on this and said no go, and others that are going along?
Yeah, it kind of depends on what you consider. You know, is there have been about 16 states where some states have taken an action to reconsider Common Core. There's a smaller handful of states that have actually followed through all the way through and made some changes. I think it's about 3 states. So, just this last week, Governor Snyder of Michigan signed a bill defunding Common Core at the state level, saying the State Department of Education can't use any money to implement Common Core while the state reconsiders. In Indiana, where I live now, the state has also passed several months ago a bill that would halt Common Core so the state and teachers and parents can reconsider and hold some public hearings and do a cost analysis.
That seems to be the issue that, you know, most folks will say, well, wait a minute here. I want to know more about this. I mean, the reason we're talking about this is we've had a lot of folks call and say, you know, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I'm not sure there's the awareness out there that there probably should be. What kind of strings come with this? As far as usually the federal government gets their hooks into you by saying you're not getting this money unless you do this. Is that part of this as well?
Well, kind of. It depends on where you look. So for every single state, the short answer is no. The Obama administration has said we do want to tie federal funds to states having adopted Common Core, but that hasn't passed, and it's probably not likely that anything will pass given how Congress is right now. But the Obama administration has also done some other kind of fuzzy things, telling states that if you want a chance at stimulus grants, you have to adopt Common Core to get extra points towards that application. Telling states if you want to have a waiver from No Child Left Behind, that prescriptive federal education law that nobody seems to like very much, then you have to adopt Common Core or jump through a bunch of extra hoops. So there has been, a very clear encouragement by the Obama administration for states. We want you to do this. If you do it, you know, we'll give you some favors.
To be fair, I mean, yes, absolutely. There's the Obama administration in its Race to the Top program, which began several years ago, did incentivize adopting a common set of standards. Let's be clear, though, in the Race to the Top program, a state could earn 500 points in their application, and adoption of common standards accounted for 40 points, which was the same number of points that you could get for example, having pro-charter and pro-school-choice laws. So, again, we're talking about a very small portion of that competitive grant program that was focused on Common Core.
Hold that thought. We'll wrap up this debate on the other side of the break, plus our North Dakota Farm Bureau Minute, the Ag Minute, on What's On Your Mind. Coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
Back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nested Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find a link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What's on your mind? This portion of the program.
For all I've been blessed with.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Henn, and this portion of the program brought to you by North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. Farming is important, and a lot of lifestyle that goes along with farming is important. That's where NDFB steps in and does have a part in many portions of your life. The Ag Minute coming up in just a few minutes. We want to finish up with our guests here. We've got Joy Pullman from the Research Fellow in Education, the Hearing Heartland Institute, and Managing Editor of School Reform News, and Kathleen Porter McGee, Senior Director and Policy Fellow at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Kathleen, sorry to cut you off because we were up against a break, but I do have one more quick question for you. There are those that say Common Core lends to the dumbing down of our kids in America. There's no incentive to have the best and the brightest flourish. What's your argument to that?
Just to be clear, the Common Core standards are clearer and far more rigorous than the vast majority of state standards that they replaced. Far clearer and more rigorous. And I would love to see the discussion over Common Core, and as people are really deciding what they think about Common Core, to go and visit the standards themselves and look at them. Prior to adopting the Common Core math standards, most states did not require students to learn their basic math facts to specifically learn standard algorithms. That kind of essential content is now in standards that are guiding teaching and learning in the states that have adopted the Common Core. Similarly, I mean, a lot of what English language arts standards didn't put any emphasis on the quality or complexity of text that should be read, of the kind of literature that students should be reading. And the Common Core very clearly and squarely puts the emphasis on what students are reading. Are the books they're reading rigorous enough to drive the kind of analysis that's going to prepare them? And so actually what the Common Core does in most states is raises the bar, raises the minimum expectations for all students, and absolutely leaves room for our most advanced students. And there's no question that the standards are meant to be a floor and not a ceiling. All state standards are always meant to be a floor and not a ceiling. And there's no question that implementation of standards, state leaders need to make sure they're making room for our most advanced students to go far beyond what any state standards are asking.
Last chance for each of you to get a plug in here on what you think folks ought to do. Joy, obviously this concerns you. You don't want to see it implemented. What do you suggest parents do?
Well, actually, it's kind of really rich that Common Core proponents are now saying, go take a look at what a bunch of unelected bureaucrats did behind closed doors 3 years ago that we passed so you could finally find out what was in it. I think parents said, that's right, go read the standards, but they should also go talk to their elected representatives, their school board members, their teachers, anyone, and start learning a lot more about Common Core and the lots of things associated with it. Something we didn't touch on are the new federally funded tests that are going to be coming out in 2014, 2015. And Kathleen is talking about all this wonderful choice and freedom that schools and districts have and so on and so forth. But when you have all roads leading to the exact same test and progression of learning, there is no test, including the SAT and ACT, that is not tied to Common Core anymore. There's no way out of this. There's no option for families who want something different. When all roads lead to one progression of learning and one test, and teachers and schools are penalized if they don't comply with what that is, there's no freedom and there's no choice. And that's why I think people should start speaking up and start having their voice heard and start actually learning about whether Common Core is academically, you know, what folks say it is. Is it internationally competitive? Is it high quality? Is it, you know, something that's going to benefit children? And does it give parents and communities freedom and local control over their kids?
We're up against the clock here, Kathleen, so I'll give you the last word, but you just have a half a minute to put a cherry on top of this debate.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, absolutely, there is not just one test. That is the one thing. And make sure that you go back and you learn about the variety of assessments that are going to be tied to the Common Core. There are several, and states are still driving those decisions, as they always have been. And again, I agree with Joy completely. Go to the standards. There were public comment periods before the standards were finalized. There were states, actually, many of states had looked into the standards before they actually even adopted them, before the legislature the State Board of Education adopted them. Continue that. Yeah, go to the standards. See if they are clearer and more rigorous than the standards that they replaced in your state. And I think the vast majority of people would find that they are.
All right. Well, this is an issue that's not going away. We'll continue to follow it. Thank you both for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Both sides of the Common Core standards debate at your request on the program. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. As we mentioned, and it's time for the North Dakota Ag Minute so we can find out why farmers do what they do.
It's time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers today is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question is, why do some farmers use artificial insemination on their cattle?
The biggest reason farmers use artificial insemination, or what we like to call AI, is because it helps them breed their cattle using the best traits of a select bull quickly and efficiently. If anyone has been around a bull, you know that they tend to be a little bit aggressive, and using AI means you don't have to keep several aggressive bulls on the farm. AI also reduces the possibility of injury to the cow.
Thanks, Dawn. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org. Click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
NDFB.org, all things to find out about the egg minute. And, you know, Scott, we've got breaking news coming up with the White House threatening to veto the farm bill. We'll get to details on that after the top of the hour. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daryl's on the line from Odor Medicine. Tell us about your product, Daryl.
Hey, good day. Today we're introducing our brand new product that we've been selling to car dealerships and environmental companies for years. It uses the power of chlorine dioxide to eliminate all types of odors, right down to pet odors, dog urine, cat urine, mouse smell. We use it basically for autos, homes, you name it. And what it'll do is you basically buy our product, go to getridofsmellnow.com.
So, Daryl, you're telling me your product doesn't mask odor, it gets rid of the odor.
Yes, what it does, it uses the power of chlorine dioxide to basically oxidize the odor molecule, and it actually eliminates the cause of the odor permanently. It does not mask it.
100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off, and free priority shipping for the first 25 orders, plus 10% off your order. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. Hurry.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.